You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Coming up next on Enterprise Radio, it is Katie Rasool, the author of the new book, Hidden Brilliance, a high-achieving introvert's guide to self-discovery, leadership, and playing big. And that's up next right here on EPN.
The best thing that I can do for myself is because I have trouble motivating myself to do something if it's just for monetary gain. I mean, that's important. Yeah, we all need to live and survive, but sometimes it's not enough to get you out of bed in the morning, especially when times get tough. And, you know, any business is like a roller coaster ride. There's going to be ups and downs and all kinds of challenges along the way. So it's a cliche, I know, but you got to find something that you're passionate about. That passion will carry you through those tough times. It'll keep your interest level high. It'll keep you on task, even when things get rough. And that's a big, big advantage. So if you're going to start something, try and pick something that either is a product that you use and you enjoy yourself, or something that you've just found that is passionate for you, that you have passion for. It's a big cliche, but I think it really stands true. At least it does for me.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
And this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we are with Katie Rasool, that has led leadership development, team culture, employee engagement, organizational development, and human resources best practices for more than a decade. She is also the author of the new book, Hidden Brilliance, a high-achieving introvert's guide to self-discovery, leadership, and playing big. And Katie, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, how can you harness the benefits of being both a high achiever and an introvert in business, whether you are a leader, an entrepreneur, or both?
Sure. Well, when you think about high achievers and introverts, those aren't two words that we necessarily think of putting together. And I've really come to learn this and discover this about myself and share this idea out with the world. Really, as a high achiever and that frame of mind, it's people who are really driven and really action-oriented and have big dreams. But then as an introvert, and really defining that as how people receive energy, you know, a lot of introverts, myself included, I think have some really strong strengths in garnishing one-to-one relationships and listening and being able to get things done using those skills. And so that's really, if we can combine those benefits together, it can be an amazing recipe for leadership, for being able to get things done really quickly, and not just at the task level, but being able to see vision, see it through, and do it with other people that you've brought along. So I think it can be really valuable for anyone in leadership, especially as an entrepreneur. This is something that I have come to really know about myself and have found it to be an important part of my success as well.
And I appreciate your sharing that information with us. Most helpful. Now, why is your committee of inner critics not trustworthy, and how can you rewrite the self-limiting stories that you've been telling yourself?
Sure. Well, in the book, I write a chapter in particular around this collection of inner critics, which we all have, but specifically for a lot of introverts and really driven introverts, it can turn out to be a whole committee, board of directors having a discussion in there. And so one of the things that I have really focused on and that I share with clients as a coach is, how do we rewrite what those stories are? And the first step is always around awareness. I mean, certainly we don't even know some of the stories that we're telling ourselves that are getting in our way. So just having awareness of those and where they end up blocking us is always a really important first step. Once I really learned where my blocks were and where some of those inner critics were not to be trusted, and those stories that I kept telling myself over and over, I was able to really give them some air, put them out in the open, and reduce the power that they had. And so I really released their old stories, found ways to replace them with a new, more powerful story that I was telling myself instead of the self-limiting ones, and that really helped give me the confidence and the courage to be able to do bigger things, live bigger lives, do things that were on my bucket list that were always a someday instead of just doing them right now, and bringing them to the light, releasing them from their old job and replacing it with something that's more powerful is a great way to start.
Katie, what personal stories could you share with our listening audience that led you to writing this book?
Well, I have to say, you know, I started my career in leadership and in human resources, talent development in the corporate world, and I still do some of that work from a consulting perspective. But 2 years ago, I left my corporate gig and started my own business. And one of the biggest turning points that really led me to write this book was after several months in business, I started to have what I really called almost an existential crisis. And I started thinking about, am I doing the right work? Am I doing enough work as an entrepreneur? And the turning point for me was having my own business and leading my own company. And now for the first time, I didn't have other bosses or business objectives that were sort of keeping me in place. And so I had this day where I was really having a really tough time, and I wrote down on a post-it note this sentence that came to mind, and it was, I'm being crushed by the rising expectations for greatness because I don't have anyone holding me back anymore. And so I realized that the structure that I had before becoming an entrepreneur was helpful, but also now the only person who's going to cause me to fail is myself. And so I had this moment where I had to really redefine what success meant for myself, understand where I needed to go as an entrepreneur, as a leader, to do the big dreams that I really wanted to do. And that ended up leading to a TED talk. I gave a TEDx talk at the end of 2017, and I realized that I had more to say than is allotted for the 18 minutes you have on the red circle on the TED stage. So that ended up becoming the book, and it's really an expansion of that TED Talk, which is called Uncovering the High Achieving Introvert, and it talks even more about my personal story and how I got to be who I was today. But then the second half of the book really talks about the work and the different activities that I did truly with myself to get from point A to point B.
And it certainly does sound like a must read. Today we are speaking with Katie Rasool, the author of the new book, Hidden Brilliance, A High-Achieving Introvert's Guide to Self-Discovery, Leadership, and Playing Big, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what should you do or give up to be effective, fulfilled, and confident at home and in business?
One of the chapters that I write in the book and that has been so critical for me is not just what do I need to do to live into this new definition of success, but what do I need to give up? And you know, we all have so many things going on in our lives. I think it was important for me, not just from a time but energy perspective, of what do I need to do to reach these goals? What do I have to give up? So I really started thinking about my new definition of success, and what that meant was that I had to live on purpose and I needed to experiment in bold moves and really have faith in myself and what I was doing. And some of the things I had to give up was things like fear. And I needed to get rid of things that weren't a hell yes in my life. And so one of the things that I, you know, an activity that I have done over and over again is what I call the slash and burn. And so anytime I'm feeling really overwhelmed on my calendar, just all of the things that I have in my plate, I go to my to-do list, I go to my calendar, and I slash and burn. So I take off anything that does not fit into what my definition of success is and really drive into that. And so all of a sudden I can go, well, I'm not going to go to that event. I don't need to do this task. I can hire someone for this task. And I just do a quick bit of surgery on what I think was important. And all of a sudden it feels much lighter because I was able to release all those things that weren't exciting for me. That's been totally life-changing in both at home, in my business, and really as an entrepreneur, those things are kind of one and the same in allowing me to have the energy that I need to run my business and be a parent and be a great partner to my spouse. And that's been really critical to be able to do some of that kind of surgery to get rid of the things that just aren't, hell yes, don't bring me energy.
Really good information shared here today. Really has been great to have had you with us. In conclusion, what are some salient habits and practices to tap into your strengths as a high achieving introvert to boldly lean into leadership and to do your best work with energy and also with passion?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of things that I've done over time, but a couple of the most consistent practices that I do is the first being to clean the slate, so to speak, in one way, shape, or form. And so as an introvert, I process things really internally. So I have a really overdrive mind going, and one of the things that really focuses my day and helps me stay laser focused on what's important in my life is cleaning that slate. So it's either writing, taking time to kind of write morning pages or journal and get some of those thoughts out of my head and onto paper, or maybe it's going for a run or to meditate. So all of those work very well for me. So those are things that I will do. But in one way, shape, or form, I need to get those extra thoughts that I'm trying to process out of my head so that I can really focus on my day. Something else that I think is an important daily habit for me, and I've seen this work with others, is continually asking, does this match my definition of success? You know, I lived my whole life by this definition that was inadvertently created by society or growing up with my parents or just myself, what I thought was really important. And when I redefined success for myself, it was looked very different, which means there's a lot of activities that I could say, you know what, I don't choose to do this anymore because it doesn't align with my bigger, better, more true definition of success. So I do that almost daily. If I'm feeling uncertain about something, I ask myself, does it align with my definition of success? And if it doesn't, it's gone.
And you got to love that, and some super solid information shared here today. Katie, can't thank you enough again for your time and for joining us on the program. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can not only tap into your expertise, but also pick up this book, Hidden Brilliance, and or get further information online. Where's the best place to do that?
Yeah, well, I'm all over social media and easy to find either as Katie Rossoul or through my company, Team Awesome. And so as you'll see, teamawesomecoaching.com is the website. And there's information there both on the TED Talk and the book. But the book is available in e-copy, paperback, and hardcover on Amazon.com. So that's a great place to go if you wanted to buy the book. And it's a great read, whether you're an introvert or not. If you aren't one, certainly you know and love one. But it's really powerful for anyone who has high goals, is very driven, and wants to find some ways to discover themselves and their authentic leadership in a big way.
Well, Katie, we thank you for what you do and for joining us here today on EPN. It certainly has been our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. We've been speaking with Katie Rossoul, the author of the new book, Hidden Brilliance, A High-Achieving Introvert's Guide to Self-Discovery, Leadership, and Playing Big. And for further details, simply visit teamawesomecoaching.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.